This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Gopez, G-O-P-E-Z, first name Juanito, J-U-A-N-I-T-O. The identifying information, the patient presented an identification card. D4717752, which correctly identified the claimant as Gopez, G-O-P-E-Z, Juanito, J-U-A-N-I-T-O, Atenogo, A-T-E-N-G-G-O. The referring physician, disability and social service. The chief complaint, the patient is a 52-year-old Tagalog-speaking male who is here for evaluation, period. The HBI, the patient reports having filed for the disability on the basis of his cardiac condition, period. He states that he has shortness of breath on walking two blocks or walking to the third floor. He further reports chest pain symptoms, period. These first occurred approximately 2 years ago. Symptoms had subsequently improved with amlodipine and ambrisentan, period. He denies exertional chest pain at this time, period. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, cardiac condition, next number, pulmonary hypertension, past surgical history, unremarkable. The medications, tadalafil 20 milligrams 1 BID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father died of heart problems and diabetes, social history, he has distant history of cigarette smoking, he notes methamphetamine use, and last use 3 months ago. Review of systems. Nasal/nose, he reports bleeding. Respiratory, he has dyspnea. Gastrointestinal, he has diarrhea. Review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 123/71, pulse 99, respiratory rate 16, height 64 inches, weight 121.6 pounds. In general, he is a thin, cachected male who is in no acute distress. Cardiovascular examination reveals increased P2. The extremities reveal moderate erythema. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male with history of pulmonary hypertension, prior history of methamphetamine use, period. He most likely developed pulmonary arterial hypertension from the use of methamphetamines, period. The patient notes that his symptoms have improved with amlodipine and ambrisentan. He remains on tadalafil, period. He has ongoing symptoms of pulmonary arterial hypertension to include dyspnea, period. Patient is felt to have ongoing disabilities, period. He requires a 6-minute walk and may further require additional echocardiogram to assess his PA pressure, period. If he has not had right heart catheterization, this should be done, period. Clinically, again, he reports improvement. Despite the same, he is unable to perform tasks requiring significant pushing, exertion, or lifting. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.